This is Parsha. The first points out that we're introduced to Klal Yisrael moving on from Matan Torah to becoming a functioning nation. And what's introduced over here is the idea of what are the units that Klal Yisrael is built on. Klal Yisrael is built on the Mishpacha Yisom, the Vesav Yisom. Klal Yisrael is built on the units of Batei Avos, of families. Families into larger families, from there into tribes, from there into the Golem, and from there into a nation. But what's also significant and also important over here is, what unifies them, what brings them together as one, is that they have a common purpose and a common bond. They all are Soviv L'Mishkon Yachanu. All of a centrality, the building block is the home. It's like he points out, whereas the Reform, what their attitude was, a Jew in the synagogue and a German at home, the Torah specifically says that's not correct. That the definition of a Jew is defined by what he is at home, not by what he is in the synagogue. The same time, we take our home existence, we make that revolve around the greater existence of, which we have of being connected to the world of Mishkan, the world of Mikdash, to a Kadosh Baruch Hu's service, etc. The Ramban seems to take the same idea. The Ramban, in his Hagdamah to the Sefer, he says that there are basically no mitzvahs in the Sefer which are Nereg L'Dorus. The main point is how Klal Yisrael moves into position around the Oil Moyed, which is Parshas Bamidbor, Noso, and Bahalo Yisro for the most part. And then the Nisim and the Niflos, which happened to Klal Yisrael, and how that the enemies start falling in front of Klal Yisrael L'Chorev, to L'Cherev. That's how he perceives the Sefer. Which is interesting that, I mean, he's seeing that the first three Parshias are really the defining elements of the whole Sefer, and everything else is just like a hemshich to it, etc. And what he sees in the first Parshias is this idea that Klal Yisrael is going to find a way to encamp around the Oil Moed, around the Mishkan. A lesson the Darus, which Parshas what's the Chumash is telling us, that Klal Yisrael, in preparation for going into Eretz Yisrael, which in Eretz Yisrael, they're going to be that much more disparate, that much more independent, much more separated. Each Shevet will basically have its own functioning Shevet authority with the Beis Din and all of the necessary trappings of a functioning authority. A few times a year, all of Klal Yisrael got together, but that was the exception rather than the rule. But what's happening here is in preparation for that ability to function independently and to function autonomously, Klal Yisrael learns how to dwell around the Mishkan, how to dwell around and use the relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, making it central, and being part of as spokes of a greater wheel, or a greater reality, making that as a primary thought process, a primary function, and that is the preparation which Klal Yisrael then has as they go forward, going into Eretz Yisrael. Something that a person has to think about, the two stages of our development, the stage of where we develop our connection to a primary authority and primary that connection, and then as we move on and become more independent, it's knowing that we have developed for ourselves and made that relationship very clear and very strong, so we always can go back and visit anytime we need, because we really still feel connected and still feel part of it. Okay, have a good Shabbos.